Welcome to the Authors Who Lead podcast. This podcast is dedicated to you, people who want to be inspired by authors, leaders, and the messages they share. This is such an important podcast to us because we help uncover what goes on behind the scenes when authors are writing their book. We talk about the process. We talk about where they get big ideas, and you can listen in on those conversations. We can't wait for you to join us, so let's get started. Welcome to Authors Who Lead. Today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about why we have resistance when we write. Now, when I was first thinking about this, I was trying to figure out what's the most difficult thing for authors to do. And it isn't writing, to be honest. Writing is simply one word in front of the other. The most challenging part about writing is these three simple words. I make all my authors do it when they start, is they have to look into the mirror, write it down on a piece of paper and hold it and say, I am an author. And saying those words, as simple as it might sound, is terrifying to someone who still hasn't written a book, hasn't finished a book, or hasn't seen their book published, because in their mind, they think, yeah, but I'm not an author yet, so I can't say that until I'm officially an author. But you know how many times I've met people that have written books, and when I ask them about their experience, they say, well, I wrote these, but I'm not a writer. And what they're really saying is, I'm not an author. I don't own the identity of an author, or I don't believe that my persona equals to an author. And oftentimes, if you can't say those words in the beginning, it doesn't magically happen at the end when you finish your book. I know a lot of people say, look, I will say that when I'm actually published. But I really find that saying it in the beginning, saying those three words, I am an author, are so important. Not because it's false pretenses saying, well, I'm not really an author. Becoming an author is a decision you have to make. Nobody's going to come and knight you Sir Author or give you a certificate or anything like that. Saying that you're an author is like saying I'm a creator or I'm an artist. And some people feel really odd about talking about authorship as art, and so they don't want to say they're an author until they have a published book. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't own those words, writing the book won't be hard, it'll be almost impossible, because even when you do write the book, you probably won't hit publish. And I've quoted this many times, but an article in New York Times said 81% of North Americans say they have a book inside of them, but only a very small 3% ever finish a manuscript. And if that's you, you're not very alone, obviously. There's lots of people who want to write a book, but don't. And even more people who would like to start writing a book and don't finish. So finishing a book is more difficult than you think, because there's all these other issues associated with it. Part of it is our editor brain, meaning the editor brain that we were trained in school to think about the end first. Like, will this be good in school? Is this going to get me a good grade or make me in trouble with my parents or get me accolades, whatever it is. But it's a way of judging your work before you even get it out there. The editor brain is constantly critiquing and judging yourself. And that brain is counterintuitive to the creative brain, which has no limits, has no doubts, or even any fears. But so many of us struggle with connecting to that inner voice, sort of the mind that says anything's possible. And that's why I used to love teaching writing to kids, because that brain is less strong, meaning the editorial brain, the judgment brain, because they're just having fun. They're just enjoying themselves. They don't think much of it. And we could say, well, they're just kids. They don't know better. No, they're kids and they haven't been conditioned to believe that their work isn't valuable even before they start creating it. You hand a kid a piece of paper and some markers and crayons, even if they don't know how to write, you can tell them, hey, can you write me a story? And they'll be able to, because they're not limited even by the words in order to tell stories, right? The reason you don't have to worry about being an author, you can claim it right away, is you, by your very nature, because you're a human, you're an author, which means you've been the author of your life, author of your words as you speak them, and even pass on through your DNA the story of your life, right? For millennia, we pass down our stories, our truth, our history through oral tradition. And it's only in the last several thousand years that we even have writing that can be used. And for the most part, it didn't come to the masses until maybe a couple hundred years ago, where books were even available. So writing is one thing, but storytelling is deep in our DNA. Right? We make meaning when we hear stories. That's why we love books and movies. We do better at recall when the story's attached. So stories is a part of your DNA, and being an author is too. The only difference is you have to own it. You have to say to yourself, I'm an author, and take that first step. Because if you don't, the next step, which is to edit, the step after that, which is to publish, the step after that, which is to market, the step after that to be present and show up. Those things will start to be infinitely harder if you don't own the fact that you're a leader, an author, a creator in the very beginning. Now, if you're still resistant, I want to ask you, how many books have you written with that resistance? I want to tell you that the first thing that I finally understood after 24 years of trying to write a book was the biggest problem I was having is I didn't believe that I could be one or that I was one before I started. So I was basically perpetually waiting to feel like an author after I wrote a book, but I couldn't then write one because I didn't feel like one and it just felt hard. Most of us know how a book goes. There's a beginning and a middle and an end, and there's words that kind of string together to make it. Yes, I know there's arts to writing, and I do understand that editing and understanding grammar is important, but the job of an author is to be the messenger of the work, right? I don't even say that authorship has to be that you wrote it. You might speak it out. You might have somebody help you, but the authorship is the ideas behind the message. Do you own them, or are you afraid to get judged before you even started? Are you worried that people will ridicule you, people that won't give you good reviews, or even worse, no one buys it at all? Well, those are all things out of your control, right? You can only make the best book you can make. Being an author is opening up yourself to be criticized after you release it, because the criticism doesn't belong to you as the author. It belongs to the reader and it has nothing to do with you. Whether they like it or not isn't a reflection of you. That's just their preference. So I want to encourage you to write down a piece of paper. If you're thinking about writing a book, I am an author. Put it somewhere you can see it, maybe near your computer, maybe on your laptop or in your writing notebook. I want you to be able to see it all the time so that you don't judge or think that something's wrong when you're feeling the resistance. The resistance, as I tell my clients, is fuel, meaning the fear you might fear or feel inside is fuel for your writing. Because if you experience some sort of resistance, then something might be off. The resistance is your pattern of your body trying to tell you, don't do this, it could put you in harm's way. But it's a little misaligned, right? When we are cavemen or whatever, we always felt these senses that this wouldn't be okay. I'll be thrown out of the tribe or I'll be eaten by a lion. So the amygdala, sort of the lizard brain that's attached to our brain stem, helps us to protect us and keep us safe. But there's something about resistance that is a job of saying, wait a minute, we might not belong if we do this. And belonging is essential to human existence because for so long you couldn't exist without other humans to help protect you, feed you, help you build shelters, keep you safe while one of you sleeps, whatever it is. So that belonging and their need to be safe is really strong, but oftentimes it's misaligned. And I want you to start to let go of that thinking so that you realize, if I feel resistance, it just means this is a new pattern. It feels awkward because I haven't been here before. And my body, my mind, my brain, rather be in the safe zone, though I know I'm safe, than taking a leap out into the world where who knows what might happen out there. And the truth is, you have to be aware of resistance because the resistance is just testing you, whether or not you understand that this is something new. You're creating something from nothing, from your mind, from your story, from within you. And creation is often built upon the unknown, right? Creativity is the unknown sprinkled with curiosity, sprinkled with wonder, sprinkled with action. So you got to be willing to have the unknown. And part of the unknown is not knowing how people will take it, or part of the unknown is not knowing if it will go the way you thought it would go. So many people who have great ideas, and I think some of the best authors are unpublished, meaning you probably never heard of them. Maybe you never will. But I don't want it to be you. You probably have a great story to tell, and you probably have some great things to teach people. And the only person holding you back is you. So you have to remind yourself that I'm safe, I belong here, and I'm an author. That simple statement can be harder than many things I've said to myself, but I know that you can get through to it. I know that you can stand in the power that you have as a creator. That's the thing that separates us from so many other creatures on the planet, right? That we create things from nothing and that we can create endless things. There are endless possibilities you can create. In fact, I want you to release that very judgmental, critical brain, I call it the editor brain, from your work and tell them, look, I know there's time for criticism, time for improvement, time for editing, but that's not time now. Now it's time for creation. And I'm an author and I sit in this space sometimes and it's uncomfortable. And that doesn't mean something's wrong. just because I'm avoiding it and I'm cleaning out the junk drawer or I'm cleaning the garage or I'm doing anything else but writing. Just be clear that the reason you return to mundane tasks is those are safe tasks, right? But you got to remind yourself, oh, there's nothing wrong. This fear I'm feeling is a newness of stepping out from my comfort zone, stepping out from behind what is a sort of like the mask of myself and putting myself out there. And I know that it might feel like it's pushing me into a place where I don't belong. But what you belong to is the world of authorship. You belong to giving your message to others. And no one's going to give you permission. You're going to have to claim it. You're not going to even feel it if you write a book if you don't think about it now. Because writing is a reflection of the deep meaning behind your writing. And sometimes finishing it means I have to declare what I want, what I desire, and what I need now, so that when it's fulfilled, I will say, I am an author. Now, this has just been a short episode. I'm trying to inspire you to get back to writing. I know I need to do some writing. So I hope this helps just kind of get you moving forward, get you out of maybe a funk, get you out of the belief that you can't do it, to let go any of the doubt and resistance and say, hey, this is here from my past, some small thing. And maybe even there's some past thinking. Maybe you got a bad grade. I got terrible grades in English and writing when I was in school. Being a dyslexic kid, my writing was always difficult because I never went about it the way they were trying to teach me. And I always seemed to struggle. So if you're thinking about writing a book and you're stuck, I just want you to understand how important it is that your book goes out in the world. No one's going to attack you or throw you to the lions if you write a book that they don't like. And, you know, all they can do is leave a bad review. And that's just their opinion anyways. So don't delay. If you're writing a book, write it down. I am an author. Declare it and move forward. Because as Maya Angelou says, and I've said it many times, there's no greater agony than an untold story inside of you. Until next time, I hope you have an amazing time of writing. Thank you for listening to another episode of Authors Who Lead. I'm Asul Taronis, and we appreciate you. Please subscribe so you can get the notification that we have new episodes every week. And go to authorswholead.com to learn about our show notes and all of our backlists of amazing authors we've interviewed since the beginning of this podcast. Thank you and have an amazing day.